Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. While it doesn't receive as much attention as the various grant programs available across the state through the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, the Kentucky Agricultural Finance Corporation is also making a difference.
Currently, our loan portfolio is, half of it is beginning farmer loans, and the $18 million in loans that we have represents half of our portfolio for the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation. So the loan officers or lenders across the state are becoming more familiar with our program, are learning how to utilize our program in conjunction with the Farm Service Agency guarantee programs to provide attractive and realistic financial packages for beginning farmers here in the state.
KAFC's Director of Financial Operations, Bill McCloskey, encourages anyone, for example, those who might benefit from a beginning farmer loan, to look into it.
They would contact their local lender, the lender that they currently have a relationship with, and that kind of starts the process. We have an application that the lender completes and forwards to our office with the loan documents they would normally prepare or put together to make a decision to provide financing to the beginning farmer applicant.
KAFC helps share the risk and makes its funding available at very low rates. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
The most recent monthly round of successful Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation loan funding was announced just days ago. $38,000 was allowed in an ag processing loan for a livestock processing facility in Garrett County. A $50,000 ag infrastructure loan was approved for Webster County for a grain bin project. And $1,200,000 was approved for six new beginning farmer loans. Bill McCloskey says this ag development funding is being wisely invested.
It's economic development in agriculture. A lot of these programs, especially in far western Kentucky, don't have a lot of industry. Agriculture is economic development. So if we can help by providing low interest loans, working with the lenders across the state, it can provide economic development.
The Kentucky Agricultural Finance Corporation, part of the ag development process. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.